Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine, only on LA Talk Radio.
It's Wednesday, so you know we're getting wasted.
Already, it was good.
Hello, everybody. This is Wasted on Wednesday, the number one podcast on earth. And yes, I said it, on earth. Once again, we're brought to you by the good fellows at Loyalty Auto Group. Great friendly service, excellent deals. They make your dreams come true. Call the boys at 818-200-0333. I saw a man today buy a Benz, a Bentley, and a Beamer.
What? Wait, one person?
Yes. And our boy Art sold it too.
Oh my God.
Crazy, right? There was the Benz and the Beamer was by my office.
Oh, that was, my God.
Crazy.
So he bought one for him, his wife, and his mistress? Who needs three cars?
It's hard to say because he said he just got out of a 15-year wedding, marriage.
Woo.
So what is this? He must got crazy paper.
Well, maybe the Bentley is for important meetings.
I like
and then
that.
The BMW, I would do like clubs and shit. What was
the
thing?
And
he
the Benz. The Benz was the two door.
That's when you got to pick up your mom from the airport. That's fancy. That's smooth, you know. Shit.
You're thinking out the box. I would never thought that
because mom really wouldn't care to be in a Bentley. She's like, I just want something safe, you know. So the Mercedes.
Is very classy. Very it's like a pearl.
See what I mean?
Trust me, call the guys at Loyalty. They get it done. And our second sponsor are Baloran Malukian LLP. If you want to, they specialize in automobile accidents, catastrophic injuries, wrongful death, call my people at Baloran Malukian. There's Hike, Vahe, Ashat, Arman. And Ani, who's going to come on our show when she gets back from Greece, she says.
Exciting. Wait, do they represent people with DUIs?
They can.
That's dope.
They can.
Okay.
They can.
I was just thinking.
I think the only thing they don't want to deal with was like murder and stuff like that. Or like, I think they said they don't want
to. That'd be a long trial.
But you know, if it's us, they'll do it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
And you can reach them at 818-INJURY-8. I'm telling you, they're a great law firm. They've helped two of my friends and they won their cases. I think they win like 97% of their cases.
No, that's huge. That is huge.
That's like money.
And we know them. That's so exciting.
I know. You feel kind of, you know, it's like a swag when you have lawyers. And you're like, you can act a fool like with the cops. Like, hold on. Who are you talking to like that player?
Yeah, let me call my lawyer.
All right, so. What's going on with you?
My lawyer advised me. Oh, I like to say. I can't wait to say that.
I know.
My lawyer advised me, blah, blah, blah.
I call him my legal team.
Ooh. Wait, what's that other word I like white people use? My counsel.
Counsel.
My attorney.
I have to talk to the counsel.
I have to consult my counsel.
My I like Esquire that. Told me not to.
Esquire.
I'm just saying. So how's your weekend? What's up?
Just work. And oh, my fucking car broke. Well, fucking air conditioning. Why does air conditioning always go out in April and May?
How come the heater don't go out?
You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody need that shit. I got a heated plug-in seat from Walmart just in case that happens. But yeah, fucking blower.
The heater will never go out.
You know, I said I was going to shit on AutoZone. Don't buy parts from AutoZone. Every time I buy parts from AutoZone, I've gotten parts from my Mercedes. I take it to the dealer. He's like, that's not even the proper part number. I don't even know where AutoZone gets those numbers from.
Yeah, where is that from?
And they give me parts that go to other Mercedes. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's
so now
bullshit.
I bought a part. The part already blew out. I went and got it installed again today. And by 4:30, it blew out again. It costs $100. So now I got to buy the original part. I was trying to go through AutoZone because I thought those was my people's, but they don't have my bag. So I had to go through Genesis.
We got to get you. You know who we need to talk to?
Loyalty Auto Group?
They know car people.
Yo, I do need to talk to Art. They
just hooked one of my friends up with Tint.
Ooh, I need that. For real? Tint? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We need
because people owe them favors.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Because they want that deal. They want that deal.
Yeah, well, what's up with yours? You did any marathons this weekend?
Nah, no marathons.
Nobody ran up credit cards this weekend?
No. It was pretty good. You know, it's just I just did my regular, got drunk with the boys.
Oh, and your team lost, I think, right?
Yeah, I would say we tied, but it felt like a loss.
Yeah, it wasn't a
We're just terrible right now. It's a bad situation. All of our rivals are doing great. And
you know what would be a dope shirt?
What?
Day in the life of a... But I don't want to say the N-word. But I thought that's what that
said. Day in the life of a nigga?
Because my eye only saw the G and the R, and then it just filled in the rest. So I thought you had a shirt that said
I just want to wear a shirt around you that wasn't wrinkled. Because you killed me. Everything I wear, you'd be like, what is this?
I'm sorry. I'm a nitpick. I think I've worked in the wardrobe department in my former life. But you know what? People respect me because I'm the one that's going to let you know when you look fucked up. And 18 people watched you walk out looking shitty.
I appreciate that.
And I'm the one that's going to get those lint balls off of you. So, and then, you know, I got you.
John and them faked on me on the hoop. They didn't get me in.
That's because they thought you was going to win. I think they were intimidated by you.
Yellow John?
He was a major shit talker, but I like him.
But he's great.
He's
an all-star. He was a high school all-American.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So I told him I'm going to stop talking shit to him for basketball.
Yeah, he didn't tell me all that. Oh, so we need to find a public neutral place where everyone can play.
There's one down the street.
Let's do it.
But they went private, you know.
Rematch.
Because, you know, them two are exclusive.
They're bougie.
Yeah, the two Johns are bourgeois.
Bougietto. Yeah, so what's good? What's good? What's in the news?
Well, in the news.
Wait, Kim Kardashian has so far gained the freedom of 17 people.
She's a G.
She's fucking... Let me tell you something. She does more than suck dick.
I have misread her.
Yo.
If I meet her, I would tell her in her face.
I mean, really, though? Yeah, because I felt that way about Nipsey. Our parents taught us that first impressions make a lasting impression. So... when the first time we see you, you're sucking dick, and it was poorly. It was one of the worst.
I was disappointed in Ray J.
I was disappointed, yeah. She gave dick sucks a bad name.
All I can remember from that is
the
Burberry.
If that's what a dick suck is, then men wouldn't ask for that anymore. It was terrible.
Those were the first ones I've in my life when we seen it, and we're like, turn this shit off.
Yeah, that was me too. I didn't even want to watch it.
All 50 years is up in the dorm room looking at this. This is what we looking at? This is horrible.
And she was on ecstasy, so I was shocked. Because usually
that should have been wild. They should have been painting the walls and doing some crazy shit. But nah, it was kind of like people were yawning. Like, man, I'm about to go watch some cartoons.
Yeah, bro. I was like, I'm gonna go wash my car in the bag.
She's gotten what, like 15 out.
Yeah,
and she's passed her first law test.
Oh yeah, she's been studying. She had brains this whole time.
She got it.
So, but. She's from her daddy, so
yeah. She and her mom don't sleep.
Oh yeah,
because mom took a bad situation.
Mom is like,
and like, listen, we're gonna make some money out of this somehow.
Mafia management.
The only person I'm really worried about in the family is Rob.
Yeah,
I don't know what
he has enough in his trust fund.
He needs a strong male friend. Because he was with Lamar, then Lamar had this.
And then, like, Caitlyn, he's not, you know, if he thought he could go to him, like, for manly advice, and then he turned into a woman the next day, it's like, damn. So I don't have Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn.
Bruce was a handsome man.
Yeah, Lamar was his homeboy, and then Lamar can't really give good advice.
Lamar's had a tough life, too.
Yeah, so.
What bathroom does Caitlyn use?
I bet she got a sexy, bougie-ass bathroom, too. It's probably got, like, a makeup room built in.
Say we are at a restaurant, and Caitlyn says, I got to use the bathroom. Which one does she go to?
That's true. So maybe she sits down on the toilet lets it hang.
This is what Caitlyn does. She you know, loves...
is a girl.
And has boobs.
Yeah.
But won't get rid of the pee-pee because she likes to sleep with women still.
Did she say that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
She sleeps with women.
Oh, so he didn't really give it up. Oh, okay.
No, he's just
really want to be a girl.
This is what I told my sister. He's just me with boobs.
He just wanted to play around.
It's just a freaky scene. So I said to her, my sister, if Caitlyn went to the women's room, I'd be like, player, you're not going in there. You're going to come in
back
here with
that
us.
Ass up.
And my sister was like, no, she can use any bathroom she wants. I said, no, she's attracted to you.
Mm-hmm.
She just has boobs, and she's thought about it. She's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, that's true. That's why I didn't really like the neutral bathroom thing, because I'm like, yeah, so what? Like, what if he likes both, and now he's checking me out?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Caitlyn's still got man strength. Still,
yeah, I don't like it.
I'm just saying.
Maybe she picks up guys and fucks them. Like, yeah. Okay.
How did we say the baby's name again? Sussex? Sussex?
Oh, that was fun. Megan and... What's his name? I'm fucked up today.
Is it Harry? Or
Megan and Harry. Yeah. Megan and Harry. And Sussex. Oh, God. In my head, I could pronounce it. Hold up. Sussex. Oh, fuck. Sussex.
I
got to pull back the tongue. Hold on. Wait.
Isn't she
Sussex?
She got black family,
Sussex.
Right?
I think I got it. No, because it's like success, but Sussex. If you're from Long Island and you know what I'm trying to say, or London, Sussex, that word. I was never really good with S's.
Never mind.
What happened?
our guest had to go to the emergency room, a call in. Because, you know, she's battling Crohn's disease. I just wanted to talk to her about it.
Oh my God!
Elizabeth had to go to the emergency room.
So
people,
sorry,
but it's okay. Yeah, she's going through a really. It's interesting because she's, you know, she does her modeling. She travels the world. She has Crohn's disease, and she's writing a blog about it now. You know, I've read it, and I was just like, you know, because it's a very, you know, what Crohn's disease is?
Kind of. It's something about irritable bowel.
Yeah, but it's really bad. And like, you know, your digestive tract, and he gets attacked by this disease, and it's like
you can't eat certain things.
You basically stay in a lab. So she goes from a photo shoot to the lab. Photo shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Is the lab the bathroom? I'm not making jokes.
No. Well, I'm basically to the her doctors and stuff. You know, because she has to get a lot of testing and you know, stay balanced. Yeah, so she won't be able to call in guys and girls, but it's okay. I know she's battling a tough time, and she's a very down earth person.
And prayers with you, honey. But
yeah,
I
think she's very brave because in her world, you know, people, it's not a glamorous disease. I mean, it's
exactly.
Something, and for her to share it with everybody is crazy.
Well, and then I think I always love when people want to share their story because sometimes there's a person that is embarrassed or something, or just doesn't think that other people like me could get that. And then when you see, then it just
normalizes you.
Yeah.
Is that a real world? Normalizes.
Yeah.
It just
makes
you human because you know, people look at her like, oh, her
You're
life
like,
is
oh,
great.
Someone can relate to me. Yeah. And that too, it kind of breaks the halo phenomenon.
Okay.
Do
back to Sussex.
You said it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Sussex?
Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, he doesn't have to get a job, so he doesn't have to worry about
it. Oh, he sure don't have to get a job.
He doesn't have to do
anything. But what happened to a name like, what's a...
Harry Jr.
Harry Jr.
Yeah.
Because you know she got some black uncles like, what the hell is a Sussex?
They can't even pronounce that. They're like, Sussex?
It's success. Boy, gonna be rich anyway.
We're
gonna call him Sussy.
Yeah,
a little Sus. A little Sus.
Yo, Lusex.
He's gonna get a nickname.
Yeah.
It's gonna be something like... Terrell, like, wait a minute, where you get Terrell from?
Well, I tell you, I saw on Facebook, I thought it was for real. Because her dad's name is Leroy. They were saying that the baby's name was Leroy. And I was like, that would be hilarious. That'd be awesome.
It'd be great.
It would. Then I read it was Jesus Christ, you would think I talk with a list.
Sussex.
I just can't say that word. And white rice.
You can't say white rice?
No.
That's
white rice. I have to work my lips.
Amazing.
White rice. You gotta like pull back the lips to say the R. Yeah.
So you gonna do any interior decorating?
Yo, this is hilarious. So this guy who knows that I have a boyfriend wants to hang out with me. And I was like, so you want me to like betray my dude? Like, I can't like hang out. Like, no. So he's like, well, no, you know, I just got a new place and maybe you can help me. We decorated.
Right.
And in my head, I was kind of almost falling for it. Like, yeah, let's do that.
Because it sounds...
And I was like, oh, shit.
It's
you get to
tasteful.
Hang out with me under the auspices of decorating because it preys on a woman's natural and innate, you know...
it's brilliant.
They want to nurture and decorate and take care. And I was
of
like,
course.
And that's what you preyed on because I love that.
It's
I love
lovely.
When I
mean,
always... I,
I have
love
not met
people.
A woman who has not come over and be like, oh, you guys need to put this up here and over there.
Yeah, you
like,
should go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Da, 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 da. So I was
brilliant.
Like, damn, like if more men literally would stop just hitting on us and invite us to do things like that, if you sometimes just get in a room with a woman... She may learn to like you. And that's not a diss, because sometimes we don't just see a guy and be like, ooh, yummy, I like him, I want to fuck him. You know, you kind of grow on us, and you can grow on us by doing things like that. I've always told my homies, like, don't hit on me. Hang around me, help me do my laundry, put a fucking paint on the wall. After a while, we sit there and be like, Casey is kind of reliable, though.
I'm rough. I don't do it like that. I'm just be like, I'd be
straight
at the...
Up.
Yeah, I'm just like at the bar, like, you know, I live across the street.
AKA, wanna fuck?
I love where I live. Because it's the scene for Sherman Oaks, all the bars.
Is it gated, though? What if a girl tries to come back?
We tore down our gate. Yeah, we're the only complex that don't have a gate on the street, matter of fact.
That is so good. So you've never had a problem with a girl, like you kick the girl, well, not kick her out, but you ask her to leave because you're done with her, and then she tries to come back?
We had a girl break in and steal a dog and take it to Colorado.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. And, you know, sadly enough, I blame the guy. I'm serious. I don't think there's any crazy women. These men be playing us. Men be telling us shit that they don't have to tell us. Keep it real. You might still get the drawers. Men be promising you the world. And you're like, you didn't even have to promise me nothing. You didn't have to promise me a continent or a city. But yet you promised me the world. Just keep it real. And let me know you want to fuck.
I'm surprised with men. Like, for example, I know a female... Of course, a woman that's dating a celebrity or fucking a celebrity, a really well-known celebrity. So he, you know, the first night when they hit it off, whatever. And then like 2 days later, he's like, you know, I really like you, but I'm about to go out of town for 4 weeks. And I just want to let you know, I met somebody. Okay. So listen, he's only known her for 3 days, right?
He already met somebody else.
Already in 3 days. He's met somebody else. And he's going out of town for a week. Don't you think if you're a celebrity, people can easily find out where you're going, where you're gonna be at?
Oh, hell yeah!
Going out of town.
She told me today
he lied. He's not going out of town. Why lie?
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just internalized that like that happened to me. Did you see my face? I'm rolling my eyes like I'm gonna fuck this dude.
I just don't understand it.
Just keep it real.
Why? And that's what she says.
I might have other dudes too. Like.
She texts him back. You don't have to lie to me. I wanted a good fuck.
Yeah. Not even that. Like, have you ever, the funniest thing that ever happened to me, I didn't like bone this guy, but back in New York, there was a guy that liked me. And, you know, I work in the entertainment industry. This is when I worked in the fashion industry, and he worked in fashion too. And I would hide from him in New York. Like, he'd call me. I wouldn't call him back, you know, beat me, all that stuff. I moved to California.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to California. I'm in the gym in Hollywood.
No.
I'm on the treadmill and I look to my right and there's this dude, Froy, and I'm like, oh shit. So that's the day I learned. Keep it fucking real.
That's all you
because
gotta do.
I'm in another state across the nation.
Yeah.
And he's on the treadmill, two treadmills from me. And he's like, Tina! And I'm like, oh, shit, that's the dude I hide from in New York. Now I got to hide from him here. So just keep it real. Like, look, I don't like you. It was a great fuck, whatever. But I fear running into people. Mm-hmm. You know, I see you in Trader Joe, and now I got to hide. Like, just keep it real. And then, too, I'm like, it's hurtful as a friend. Like, so you don't want to have a friend? Because you could have just said, hey, thanks. I really didn't like. But, hey, you play volleyball. I play volleyball. Let's hang out on the weekends or, you know, there's a lot of people you probably boned in and you're going to be friends with. It's okay. So that's why it's very hurtful to go. That's ghosting. Like, why would you go? And you lied. You could have just fucking kept it real.
I just think it's,
and then we could be cool.
It's less stressful,
too. I might hook my friend
up
with you because you fuck good and she looking for a fuck.
I got out of line like maybe 2 decades ago. Because it's less, it's so stress-free. I don't understand people who lie, especially in today's time.
I can see where you are on social media. And
exactly.
It has nothing to do with stalking. You type in a name and it comes up.
Honestly, I feel like being brutally honest with women is the best thing you can do.
Isn't it liberating, too?
Oh, they just love it. They know where they stand. They know what to, you know, okay, I know what he wants from me.
I know to cut my feelings, you know, peel them back. Like, if I like someone,
men can't handle the truth.
Oh, that's
you know that, right?
It's the ego. So they want you to keep wanting them, but they don't realize how much. If they only knew, like, if their mother or their daughter told them how much that hurts, I think they'd stop. They have no idea what it feels like.
Don't comfort their daughter.
No, you know what I told a guy before? Be careful and what's the saying? It's like, be careful how you comfort me because this is the way you're going to have to comfort your daughter. Like, this is going to happen to your daughter. She's going to come to you and go, Daddy, this guy cheated on me. Or Daddy, I thought I was in a relationship with a guy and found out that he's sleeping with other women. He just wanted me to, you know, to have me for himself, but he's sharing himself.
People People it's still disgusting. Want to lie. I just don't get it. I tell my advice to men on a lot of things and with women.
And look, to avoid awkwardness, if we were boning and I knew you were seeing other people, if I see you in the street and you were with someone, I'd just be like, hey, what's up? I may not even say to hey, what's up? Because if she sees a badass bitch, she might ask questions. How the fuck you know that cute girl? So I don't want to get you in trouble. But if not, I'm going to go and be petty.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hi, baby.
Yeah.
Smooches, give you kiss, you know, and stuff like that. And then be like, oh, is this your cousin? I'm going to play dumb on purpose. Like, who are you? Oh, I'm his girl. Yeah, he had his tongue in my ass last night or whatever.
Excellent.
So that's why I'm like, just keep it real to avoid me embarrassing you in public and throwing whiskey in your face. Mm.
See, men don't, like they don't like women's truth. You tell a man the truth, you'll see his worth, you'll see his character, how they respond to it. And it's especially from women, because I've seen dudes under pressure.
Really?
Oh, get caught in the wrong area, wrong Costco, and someone just roll up like, oh, who are you pushing the cart with? Like, and they'd be like, oh, you know, this is my, you know.
I've seen that on Cheaters.
And the one next to him in the cart just like, yeah, who?
That's why I'm like, just keep it real to avoid that shit. Because this is going to be a fight. I ain't never stabbed nobody's tires, but I'll try.
Speaking of keeping it real, Tyra Banks.
Sexy at 46. How old is she?
45.
45?
Well, I was guessing. That's awesome, though.
No, she's banging.
I mean.
And, you know, she always goes up in weight. So that's what's also
she made it work.
About her. She goes up in weight and then she loses it when she needs to show her shit. How much of you
think it's
Photoshop?
You think it's it's what Sports Illustrated.
I don't think it's heavily Photoshopped. It might be like, you know, that's her.
She looks great.
Because you know why I noticed? If it was Photoshopped, they would have accentuated her waist even more.
Yeah.
If you look, her waist isn't like cinched. Like hourglass.
I haven't broken down yet
so
to the
I did,
very
I'm
last compound, but I will.
Were you going to say tampon?
No, I was trying to get you. I was trying to say like a BDP in the very last compound. Sound a little irrational.
Oh, I should have got that KRS-One reference. My bad.
Okay, show's over, we're out.
Right? The Bronx.
And speaking of how she's natural, I saw my roommates told me, look at this commercial. It's a Botox commercial and all the actors are 20 years old. Why are we pushing that shit at 20?
That is terrible. That's terrible. What you're supposed to do when you're like 50 or 60.
Yeah, why? 20. They're still developing.
If they don't enjoy their youth and their non-wrinkled skin. No, but, you know, certain complexions, though.
How do you feel about, I mean, I don't want to.
Get really wrinkled.
Would you do that? Though. Would you? I mean, I've had women in my family. Like, if I
would. Only for entertainment, for my own, me thinking I need it. No, but, I mean, with the industry, I mean, there is a lot of work for 40-year-olds, but I have just realized, I was watching something the other day. Oh, Nye Lathan is playing a mom. I'm like, damn, I'm in that era now where everyone we watch that and the girls you wanted to fuck are now moms on TV.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So 10 years ago, they were. Oh, I saw
where's
something.
Neil?
Yeah, like she's like a fucking mom on something. I haven't seen her do anything.
Seen her in a while. I saw her 3 years ago down at this restaurant. I was like, oh shit, she's great looking.
Yeah,
I wanted to go over there. You know, like, you look
stuff like
butter.
That. I don't want to be casted as a mom.
You don't?
No. Or maybe of a mom of a young person. I worked on a film and they casted me as a mom of a college student, and I was offended. Like,
really?
I was like, what? I'm trying to play 30.
That's hot. I think that's cool.
And it was funny. I love fucking entertainment. It was of a white kid. So apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently I look white on television. I don't know.
You look hybridish.
Hybrid?
Yeah. It's cool, though. It's the way of the world.
Hey, I use some of their white privilege. It works. I do. I get free shit all the time.
What?
Like, what? All the time. I can't remember the other day I just did something. The guy's like, oh, wait. No, I loved it because I was in Trader Joe. I went in to buy one banana. I felt like, do you remember that Eddie Murphy skit?
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
Yeah.
It happened to me.
Oh, wow.
It happened to me. I went into Trader Joe and I got one banana and he was like 19 cents and I pulled out my debit card and he was like, just take it.
Oh,
and I was like, just take it. He was like, don't worry about it. Just take
did
it.
Did you say thank you?
And I was like, wait, I think I got a quarter. He said, just take it. And I was like, oh shit. That's that white privilege.
Just
it's
take
working.
It. That ain't white privilege. That's like, nigga, I'm not trying to put
if I was darker, he'd be like, bitch, it's 89 cents, as a matter of fact, no.
He was like, it's going to cost you $5 charge for 19 cents on your card.
I was like,
you know, I haven't stopped using ATMs.
I don't. I'm never going to use an ATM. I can count.
So reckless with my card still.
Why would... that is the biggest Jedi mind trick ever.
I know. And every time I use it, I think about
we
you.
We had this conversation.
You thought I walked away. Like,
imagine if your refrigerator made you pay $3 to take something out. Like, this is already my money.
I wouldn't
put
nothing in the refrigerator. We all buy next to the bed.
And they're using your actual cash to fund it's other people. So they should be paying us.
I'm the worst
when I
ever.
Retrieve my when I make a deposit, they should give me $3. That's what I think. It's I'm not paying you. Let me tell you, I'm so petty that I have gone without stuff. Like if I go in a store to buy something, they won't take my debit card and they like the ATM's over there. I'm like, oh, then I don't need
that's
this thing.
Petty. That's being like,
that's
oh.
actually smart. I'm like, I don't well, need I this ain't thing.
Got, y'all got to put this shit, all this shit up there. I'm out.
$5. And I go put that shit back. I'm not paying $5 to access my money. You bugging.
I'm wrecked with my card. I'm embarrassed because I stick it in anything.
No, you'll stick it in anything? But don't bump.
Stupid.
That is nasty,
oh,
Casey.
That's stupid, man. And I have an online shopping addiction. I just love to come home and there's a box waiting for me. I bought a t-shirt and it cost me $60 for a black t-shirt.
Did it have anything on it? One that damn
it
black
this
t-shirt.
One. It said something, said filthy. But I bought it from England, right? This is how I fucked up. I bought it from England. It was a store in England.
Bananas.
And it was in pounds. So it was 20 pounds for the t-shirt, right?
Yeah, and then... 10 pounds
and then they
the
add, they charged me 20 more pounds to ship it. Came up to 48 pounds, converted it. And then I was
then
so
was
excited.
Like this,
yeah. It was ching, ching.
No,
bought it. Then I checked my bank account. It was like $61.
It's a little over double.
And everybody I told that to, like, you bought, you know how many black t-shirts you could have bought? Yeah. For 60? I was like, man.
Don't Michael Jordan promote Hanes. You could have bought some of them Hanes t-shirts.
I don't like Hanes.
Oh,
I don't like Hanes. No. But I like Jockey.
That's
and I like Calvin's.
Well, after working in wholesale for very long, that shirt probably cost $1.16
and
to
I know this.
Fabricate and manufacture.
I know this. So I was in fashion too for 7 years, boo.
Absolutely.
And
ridiculous.
I know you can go down to American Apparel, but Alternative Apparel. These are not ads, by the way.
Yeah.
And get a box of shirts for a certain amount. It's all crazy.
But what are you working for if you can't spend frivolously and do
I'm
something
saying.
Stupid? Once in a while. Because
I
do that.
I got
time.
Some new Kobe's just to ball with these fools.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And then TJ.
I can't wait.
Called me again, the celeb, and it was like, you going to come play with us this weekend? This weekend he called
so
me.
So why didn't you go?
Because I went to watch soccer and I was drunk. I was hungover.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You said he said something smart shit to you.
This is 2 weeks in a row. He's clowning me.
So then stop getting drunk.
I told him I got one more Sunday and then I'm free. No. I gotta finish it. It's a marathon.
So you have to get drunk while you watch that shit?
Of course. What else do you do?
Oh, yeah, that's stupid. That's like saying, like, so you have to smoke a blunt and watch
you
the
understand?
Movie
so
Friday.
You walk
like,
in.
Yes,
so,
you
so that's why I wanted to get you to you. The season's over, but next year you're going to be there. As soon as you walk in, this is what everyone's going to be like, hey, this is Tina, y'all. Like, Tina, what do you want? What do you want? It's going to be like five people. Like, what do you want? What do you want?
Really?
What do you want? Yeah.
Is
and
there
you,
food there? I just
we
can't
have
a drink.
Chefs cook us breakfast.
Are you serious?
Yes.
At 5, 6 in the morning?
It's breakfast. Waffle, sausage. What's the continental with this?
Continental breakfast.
You know when you go to like
Ew.
But they got you got the sausages.
That's not breakfast.
What are you talking about?
Continental
we
breakfast.
We give you variety.
It's so described
you have,
as
you have French toast. Okay,
then that's
what.
Fucking breakfast. Continental breakfast is usually like
muffins,
pastries, muffins, and
that's
shit.
There too.
Oh,
do we have both?
Oh, it's a full breakfast and
now.
Continental
Come
spread.
On,
I just want to be. I'm not getting out of bed for no goddamn pastry.
First of all, soccer is more or less a Caucasian sport.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're gonna do it right for their breakfast.
So that's soccer.
Because if it was only if it was a black sport, we wouldn't have enough food breakfast. No. They'd be like, you didn't bring nothing to eat?
No.
You should have stopped at McDonald's, dog.
Yeah. Bring your own food. BYOF. Bring your own food.
Hey, what kind of vape do you have?
I have. What do you mean, like the flavor
the pen,
or
the
company?
Who makes it? Because I'm in the market for one.
I don't know. It's like a no name.
I've really been trying. People tell me there's one called the Pax or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. Because I remember back in the day. This one costs 10 buckaroonies.
That's not bad.
It's a no name. You only need a good bottom.
I don't know. I just had problems with it before. I just always used to, you know, burn the throat.
Wait. You mean the cartridge or the pen, the bottom?
The cartridge, whatever it is. I don't know
what the cartridge was burning your throat.
It wouldn't give me that good. Like the ones now, like yours is good.
Were you getting them from the homies and he was making it themselves? No.
I was going out to the dispensary.
They still could have had homies in the back. You can buy that packaging.
What do you mean, homies in the back?
You can buy that packaging online and you can buy those containers.
Everything to you is like, no, that's not real.
Now, you know what it is? When you come from New York, everything is fabricated, counterfeit, suspect,
New York, fugazi. New Yorkers be like, you know what?
Yeah.
We need to put some Louis on them Nikes.
Serious.
And next you know, you get, man, where you get Louis Vuitton? Don't worry about that, dog.
Delancey.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to go down to yourself.
So everything, yeah. So we look at everything as fake first, and then you have to verify if it's real. That's what it is.
I thought that strike was going to be major. This morning, I woke up in the news. They made a big fuss on the news.
Ain't nobody.
You're the first person I text. Like, oh shit,
it's going down. No,
he was like, no money.
I'm going to get that money.
And
I seen
so many people getting dropped off.
Yeah, but at the airport they were. And one guy jumped in front of my car.
What do you mean?
One of the strikers. Like, really? You're at work.
You should have been like, hey. Is your insurance?
You got $200 for my rent? Shoot, boo boo.
Don't jump in front of my
car. If we lived in Iowa, I could afford to take a day off. I live in California. This shit is expensive as fuck.
Okay, California. Let's talk about California. We're a progressive state, right?
Yeah.
Why?
Progressively charging more fucking rent than any other state. But yeah.
We're number one for that. Why are women. Why are wages for women? Mm-hmm. We're the 40th ranked state.
Really?
That's terrible.
But we already knew that in the entertainment industry. Like, a man will get paid $1.2 million for this role, and then the girl got $30,000. Like, it happens all the time.
That's terrible. We're supposed to be so progressive, ahead of the time.
Like, why are people getting paid differently? Like, if you're an actor, this is the job. You get paid according to your resume or something. Yeah. But it's like, no, they're just,
I prefer
just
women actors anyway.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, I'm not really. I mean, I'm not sold on dudes.
Really?
Nah, dudes don't do it for me.
Except for, no, there's a lot of incredible guys. Like Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman's good.
Yeah. But he's a
I like
guy.
Gary Oldman.
He's
I like
he's
even
really
like,
fucking dope.
Who's good? You know, well, Denzel off top is
Yeah, we don't even have to mention him.
I don't want to mention
anymore.
Him. The guy who played
Wait, did you see the last Denzel movie, Roman Esquire?
No,
Esquire.
I did not.
Roman J. Esquire. I worked on that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You know the last time I've been to a movie, what movie it was? To the movie theater.
E.T.?
First of all, I've only seen E.T. once in my life because I cried so hard as a child.
That was the first movie I ever saw. That's why I always remember.
It might have been the first movie I've ever seen, too.
Yeah, that was 1980. I was like 4 years old.
Yeah, when I came from Jamaica.
Really?
Yeah. First movie. My mom took me and I cried so hard and I was looking around like, why is everybody crying? Why am I crying?
Oh, you're bossy boy. What are you crying for?
That is I was a child. So I swore I'd never see it again. And I still haven't. I only seen it once. People are like, come watch E.T.
Well, I don't think you can take the story of Bambi then.
Cartoons though. Bambi. This
that was sad.
Every though. Disney movie is the same thing.
That's true.
The mom dies.
Something's tragic.
Yeah. And then they got to run and do something. Mm-hmm. And then they kill him and then someone's the king.
And then someone... You just combine like the Lion King, Cinderella,
Snow White.
Wife,
it's all the
Snow
same
White.
Thing.
Snow White. Damn, this liquor is really.
I know. Hard. The Johnny Walker. What is it? Gold.
Wow.
It's fire.
Fire. Yeah. Man. Yo, did you hear about this dude? Yo, I'm so embarrassed to be from New York this week. So apparently, some dude from like Brooklyn. Thank God it ain't the Bronx this week.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Fighting
not the
over
Bronx.
Custody with the baby moms. Mm-hmm. He had the daughter. He chained her in the car with kerosene and lit it on fire.
What the fuck? Wait a minute. Time out.
Yes, you heard that.
So he chained. His daughter?
He changed the doors to each other inside the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he lit the car on fire. They found like propane and gas inside the car.
Some people lose their shit.
I have a friend that did that too about
wait.
13 years ago. So, like, that's insane.
He killed himself and the baby, or he killed it?
Well, he also was on fire, but I think he probably did that because he was probably going to make it seem like, I don't know what happened, or someone else did this, because, or he was trying to kill himself too, but terrible. He got out of the car and ran into some water, so I guess that shit was too hot for you, motherfucker, but he left his daughter in the car. Beautiful little black girl.
How do you put that plan together? How do you sit there and go, this is what I'm going to do?
This is what I'm going to do.
I'm going to show the ass.
Yeah, I'm going to show that, yeah, seriously.
And then live?
Yeah. He ain't gonna live very long, because when he goes to Rikers, they are gonna be all up in that ass.
Rikers does not sound like a good time. Everything I see at Rikers is
not a good time. That's why they're trying to close it. It is not a good time.
They're gonna try to close Rikers?
Yeah, they already plan to in the next like year or two.
My heart goes out to all those people in Colorado. We got to do some of these school shootings, man.
Yo, what happened the other day? I kind of missed that.
Just some kid in Colorado, close to Columbine. Two kids went in there and shot up some kids. And
that's why I homeschooled my son. I was really afraid. Well, actually, something actually happened. He went to school and came home and said somebody said they were going to fade him on sight. So I had to call my LA homies for a translation, because I'm from New York. We just say, yo, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
So I was like, what does fade you on sight mean? And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up and possibly fade kill you.
That's some street shit too.
Yeah, I was like, fade you fade. On sight. Like that's a haircut in a bar. Like, let me get a fade. I was like, he's gonna cut my baby hair when he see him. He don't like it.
No, these kids are out of control. Everybody says, where's the parents? Because I know if I had a gun in the house, Heisen Gale would have found it. Oh, no,
and then a 15-year-old, he had to turn himself
in. Heisen Gale would have been like, what is this?
Stabbed a Spanish girl in Yonkers, New York. 15-year-old black kid, we don't lost another black kid now.
Do you think a lot of these kids have a lot of mental illness and just not being treated?
That's what it is.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Speaking of, today, I'm going
to
get off subject.
You got to notice this stuff. Like, look, seriously, I used to study serial killers just for fun. I love studying criminal behavior. I do it every
night. Discovery ID channel, every night.
And there are certain red flags that you notice in your children. If they are going to
How do they treat animals?
Treating animals, playing with fire, the relationship with their mother. And
I play with fire, though.
But usually, okay, so they said usually most of the serial killers, like 99.9 of them all shared this. They had a dysfunction with their mother. They hate their mother.
Oh, no.
Hate their mother. Because that's usually how you can take out so much pain on women, because you envision that that person is your mother who treated you like shit.
Yeah.
Because if you had an awesome mother, you wouldn't be able to do that to another woman. You would know how great women are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they play with fire.
But they... Animal abuse is the main thing.
Though. Animal abuse.
And they don't really like abuse animals. They tear them apart. Like,
yeah.
Like you're like, what happened to the cat?
I remember when my son was younger, he loved hamsters. And I picked up his hamster and I looked, and one side of his face, he had long whiskers. And then on the other side, they were burnt. And I was like, oh, my son is a serial killer. But really, he was just curious. I was like, so I noticed that the hamster... And you know what? You would find out that whiskers are kind of made out of like a plastic, because when he burnt them, they singed
up real tight.
Yeah, so I was like,
I think I could have seen myself doing that.
And I was like, oh my God. So I started keeping an eye on my kid. Like, I caught him playing with fire before he tried to like, you know. But I think, you know, again, it's just curiosity. Like, what will happen if I try to light this, you know, in a gallon milk container? It's stuff you need to find out. So I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we were into blowing up shit.
He didn't kill anybody.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, so I'm like,
you know, getting a lot of gas and putting fire in our little army men. Like, really war. Like, oh, he's dead. Dig it back in the mouth.
Yeah, that wouldn't have bothered me too much. But if you did that with cats or, like, live animals, then I'd be like, oh, my God, are you tying firecrackers to cats and blowing them up? Like, that shit, that's the shit you gotta really...
I love
really...
Discovery ID. I think I could profile people now.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I'm seriously. Serious.
So I'm like, with that kid, I think definitely his parents failed. The school failed. Before you stabbed this girl, there had to been some truancies. He's been late to school. He's been talking back. He has a problem with authority. You can always see those things. You can already see those things when they're young, you know, and they talking back at five, like, fuck you, bitch. Like, keep an eye on this dude. He is not going to be on the honor roll in 4 years.
The honor roll. I never came close to that.
If they
shit.
Don't respect their home and where they came from and things like that, then yeah.
Nah.
It comes from the home.
Yeah, it does.
Plus, he could have just been born psychotic.
That happens too.
His mother's probably not giving him enough time. He probably ain't got no... So I want to ask you as a parent, if your child did something like that, because people got on me. I said in the comment, when they were looking for this kid, he was on the run for a few days, and they were looking for him. And I said, I wouldn't give my son up either. And people went on me like, you know, but he murdered someone and stuff. And I'm like, do any of y'all have kids? Because you're still not going to look at your child like a murderer. He could murder 15 people and eat them. You still be like, that's my baby.
I don't think I would give him up either. I'm
not
that
like,
tight.
You're going to hide him.
I'd be like, I ain't seen him.
Yeah.
If you see him, let me know.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'm looking for his ass, too. I'm going
to
fuck him up.
You need to get the fuck out the back room and go. Yes. Because they after you.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be like, hey,
and don't come back here.
So he did turn himself in the other day with the lawyer, and I figured that's what it was. They was like, we're not, remember how we joke about the first 48? They was like, we're not turning him into the police until we get a paid lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He's on trial for murder. He murdered a fucking Spanish girl, man.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's serious.
Don't waste your money on a lawyer.
Yeah.
Tell the family don't waste no money on the lawyer.
Well, they already, I know.
Yeah,
that,
just get
that
you,
was like,
let the public defender say yes, no. Because you're not going to beat it.
Yeah. And take that 12 years and come home. Just plead and take that 12 and come
but,
home.
But
you be home at 32.
All this shooting shit, they haven't done anything to attempt to change the laws, though. Not even attempt.
Which is so crazy because it's like, you know, when they do all types of things, how they like ban little shit, you know, like, you know, if a kid trips over a wire, they ban wires
no
in school,
wires.
You know, and it's just like.
No more. What was the thing? Now we can't get straws.
Yeah, you know, it's like really.
Nothing to do with murder, but I was just like,
no. It's like no. You're not making a joke because the other day I went to McDonald's to get my latte, and it comes in a big ass plastic cup, and she gave me a paper fucking straw.
What's a paper straw do?
And I was like, but it's in a plastic fucking cup though.
What?
Why are you not eradicating
a paper straw?
You haven't seen it yet.
A paper straw. What is,
it's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yeah.
A paper straw. Oh, you got to see the McDonald's tweets about the shakes because it's lasting 5 minutes. People are taking pictures of their straws in the fucking with the shakes. The straw is looking like a limp dick. Like, it's disgusting. How am I supposed to drink? First of all, you know, when you buy a McDonald's shake, you got to let it defrost for like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can't just drink it immediately. Your eyes bulge out your fucking face. So,
who,
yeah.
Who decided that was a good idea?
I feel like spitting spitballs. You should try it. When I went to the Soho House and they gave us paper straws and I was like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, it's a spitball hour. And he was like, no, that's your straw for the drink. But it was breaking off in my drink.
That's
like, it's paper.
That's not cool.
So now it's okay to burn to fuck up the trees, though? Because I'm like...
Yeah,
so
now we're just chopping that. So what's the plastic thing? It goes back into the water. And
well, yeah, I mean, the plastic is choking sea animals. Mm. It's a big, serious thing. First of all, plastic is completely non-biodegradable.
Yeah,
like, it's just going to be here for the next...
I'm surprised all the technology we haven't found out. I don't want to figure out no substance, because next thing you know, we're going...
Yeah.
You know y'all been getting cancer from them straws.
That's true. Well, the technology is now they have things that are biodegradable. I buy stuff and then now it will degrade on its own.
I personally don't think doctors have done shit since the plague.
No. Speaking of that, seriously, dead ass. When the last time you had your measles shot?
Actually, after the last show, and we talked to John about it after the show, and he was like, certain years that I'm in that year, I need to get a new shot.
You best to go, boy. You got insurance.
Yeah.
No, it's getting close because we had a few cases in Orange County, and now they're saying anybody that visited the Grove in L.A.
Ain't been in the Grove
on April 27th, and I'm like...
But I know a couple of my babes been out that way.
I fucking pick up people all the time.
So you I worry about you.
The symptoms... You need to look up the symptoms so you'll notice.
I know you're supposed to get like a breakout and in your neck.
But everything else is flu-like. So you may think you got the flu until you get those little specks. Because it's like, you know, nausea, fever. But yeah, then you get those weird.
No, that shit.
I haven't seen any black people with measles yet.
Because they're dark skin. Yeah. Because
all the pictures I see, I'm like, woo, that's red.
That is true. Do dark skin people get the measles? I'm going to have to research that. African-Americans with measles.
They didn't show no pictures of that.
Yeah, all I saw was the...
I'm not trying to say it's a
white thing.
No, but I'm pretty sure it's... Well, I was going to say, they don't be at the Grove. They be out. They don't be that part.
Let me see. African-American measles.
I heard a guy today who was talking about getting his baby vaccinated. So his mother.
Thank God.
And he was against it.
Oh, my
God.
I said,
did you get it vaccinated? He said, yeah. But he said, I feel today's time the government's putting too much stuff in them. That's why I believe the flu shot's overrated.
Oh, definitely. My mom, yeah. I mean, they're injecting you with the flu.
With
and
the
then
virus.
Your body.
So they're giving you a virus so that you
then
can.
Then your body builds up the immunity to it because it has to fight it.
So what happens if it breaks through that immunity? You're going to have something super
powerful.
Yeah,
and some people do. They get the shot and then they get sick. But that's what builds an immunity. You have to. That's why they're saying, like, you shouldn't. Okay, so when a child is born, they tell you to not bring it outside and stuff like that. But it's like the only way for you to begin to be immune to something is to be exposed to it.
Yeah. In a way, yeah.
You know? So you got to let them get out. Get some of that dust in their eyes. See if they got allergies. But keeping them in the house, you know, yeah, they're not going to build an immunity to anything.
Remember that family? Like, you ever hear about that family down in the desert that had all like 15 kids locked up in the house? You ever see that?
Oh, wait. It was on TV.
Yeah, it was on TV. That shit was crazy.
White people.
What? How does that? What's this? Oh. My mom was like, no, y'all got to go out the house.
First of all,
because y'all eating all the food. I can't. It's too expensive.
That's right. We have like six.
Who would want to keep 15 kids in the house all the time?
See? Oh, wait. Measles with autism are more young African-American. Yeah, I'm still trying to look for pictures.
How long do you keep the measles?
Oh, I have no idea. I've never had it.
We're all pretty much, as a population, pretty much ignorant to it.
Yeah. I mean, because we only took the shot and we don't. Well, because, you know, it was eradicated in like 1980. So literally we haven't had to. It wasn't in the news. It hasn't been an issue since literally 1980. And then in 1996, there was a few cases, but then they eradicated that again. And then now it's just that era where everyone doesn't want to get vaccinated. And it's these kids. It's these dirty kids without vaccination.
Well, yeah. And you notice there's been a lot of colleges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I drive with my windows open. If someone coughs, yo, immediately I open all the fucking windows immediately.
I worry about you.
Because do you know when you cough, it stays in the air for like 30,
yeah, they
40
did that dye thing.
Yeah. You saw that?
That shit's crazy.
And it goes about 60 feet. So you coughing, that shit then goes like around, then the air starts pushing it through. Mm-mm.
Like last week or 2 weeks ago, some dude sneezed in his hand and reached out to shake my hand. I said, have you lost your mind?
Are you fucking serious?
I said to him, have you lost your mind?
He said, ew, and then, ew, ew.
Wait a minute. No.
And don't even do this, because that really ain't wiping
that shit. That means you got some other shit on you, too. You've been doing that all day.
Blow it in there. Yeah, that's what they're saying. You know how you keep from passing it? Stop this. You know, your grandma told you to do that. But really, you're supposed to get, like, a shirt or something. Blow your germ into that. Stop blowing it into your
hand. I hate to see people sneeze and just... I'm like, whoa.
You sounded Korean when you did that. No, seriously. I had to ask my friend this because it sounds like I'm being racist, but I was like, they don't practice the sneezing like we do.
Mm-hmm.
When you sneeze here, we cover our mouth. But when I lived in Koreatown, which is like living in Korea, mm-hmm. It was just nothing but Asians. They would sneeze, and it's not stereotyping because they all did that. Nobody covered their mouth. They would just sneeze into the air, and I'd walk behind them and be like, oh, like I caught Ebola. I'd be like, oh my God. They don't fucking cover their mouth when they sneeze. Oh,
well,
they cough.
They didn't get beat then because my I grew up in the 70s and 80s. My parents beat that into us.
Yeah, cover your fucking mouth. I can't breathe. I hope I won't inhale. Yeah.
I told you this is the best podcast. We teach you hygiene.
Yes.
We teach you about raising your kids and how they don't be serial killers.
We teach you how to befriend a bitch that you want to fuck without.
Yes,
making
it seem
smooth.
Like
you got to
finesse.
Yeah, like invite me to shit. Ask me to help you do some.
What are you gonna do this week?
Work.
Me
I don't
too.
Know. No, you know what? I did do something fun this weekend. Oh, I did tourist stuff. My cousin, the traveling Pisces, follow on YouTube. No, seriously. My cousin and his wife sold their house, bought a mean ass RV, and for the last 2 months,
Please save that story for next
seriously,
week.
Seriously, it is dope as fuck. And I want to encourage more African-American people to
get an RV?
Yes.
Are we going to talk about this next week?
Yeah, it's fucking dope. Put it in your book.
I am.
Why, is it almost over?
It's over.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm definitely wasted.
I mean, so.
And you guys be good to each other. Stop being selfish, people. This is Casey.
Big T.
And we're out. Peace. I'm about to go get a pre-roll.
You're listening to Wasted on Wednesday with Casey Gale and Tina Lorraine only on LA Talk Radio.